is in the know for Monday, March 12th, the 71st day of 2018. There are 294 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. AM 870 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines. A busy basketball weekend, and that sets the stage for the NCAA tournament. Lots of people talking brackets this morning. We'll tell you about things that are turning 50 years old this year, and who won at the weekend box office. It's no surprise. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Be on the lookout today for cyber loafing.
Okay.
There's an increase of cyber loafing on the Monday after daylight saving time beginning. Because when people are sleepy, they're more likely to loaf at work doing things that aren't work related.
Okay.
So you'll be policing that, yes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, just making sure. The cyber loafing police. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. It's Monday.
Tonto, jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it. You must love it. Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you, you're wearing your rain boots as snow boots, hoping they become rain boots?
I guess so. I'm ready for the snow to go, even though it just got here.
It's only been here a few hours, but you're ready for it to be dismissed.
Yes.
It's kind of a wet, kind of a little snow. It was pretty. It actually still is pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty. But I'm over it.
Hopefully it won't be here very long. Yeah, these mid-March snows, I don't like them. Did you have a big weekend?
I did.
Yeah.
We had a great weekend.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have a big week?
Yes, I am. Sure.
Because you're going to fill out your bracket and you're going to pick all the games correctly.
Oh, that's right. Yes. No, we have a college tour Friday. So,
tour.
The boys going on another college tour.
All right. That sounds good. We have been monitoring road conditions about 7:30, 8 o'clock in that range this morning. Ken Hallett reported there were 4 to 5 accidents around the area that we're out working on. I saw, met one of the transportation cabinet snowplows on 259 South, and the sheriff was behind it with his lights on. I'm not sure whether he was trying to pull over the plow, pass the plow, or he was escorting
protecting
the plow.
It was actually pretty funny.
But it was, because, listen, the plow has the right of way.
That's right.
It doesn't matter whether you have blue lights or not. Just let the plow go where the plow is going to go. But we were in that stretch where overnight things had, it was slushy. And the temperature was above freezing. And then about daybreak, the temperature fell. So the roads were wet and areas where it wasn't, where the sun wasn't shining, got a little slick there for a while. So you might be going down the roadway at regular speed. And then all of a sudden, whoa, I hit a little spot where it had iced back over. But as the temperature continues to pass through the freezing point, then we should be okay. I think 43 is the high today. 32 is still being recorded across the region. When I looked earlier, we are 29 across the hallway, but I have a feeling maybe that's inched up another degree or two. And so it'll be raining out of the trees the rest of the day.
It will be.
Because that was the pretty part of the snow, when you get just that little bit that kind of defines it. We had 1.75 inches of snow measured here in North Litchfield. Some people were preparing for up to 4, and some people probably got it. And then some areas might have gotten 6 inches of snow just from the last evening into the morning hours. I did think it was funny to wake up to a blanket of snow and the snow plows are out, but someone had already set this story in motion. It says that a sign of spring in Kentucky is when road crews are being mobilized across the state to control the spread of weeds along state highways. And it goes on to say the transportation cabinet says crews will begin treating for noxious and nuisance weeds this month to control their spread along state highway rights of way. The cabinet says it targets Johnson grass, giant foxtail, Canada thistle, kudzu, and other weeds.
Hmm.
Well, Events such as this today help to retard the spread of weeds a little while longer. But I did read it was kind of interesting that weeds sometimes will then kill turf grass. And when your turf grass disappears, then you're more likely to have erosion.
Mm-hmm.
And when erosion happens, it will erode the roadbed and roads fall apart faster. So I never really considered the role of what you're doing when you actually control the weeds.
Right.
Is you're actually prolonging the life of your road.
Mm.
They think of everything.
They really do.
That's why I don't. Did you see the implosion yesterday?
I didn't. I saw where they went live, and I waited for a very long time on the live video. I could not handle the commentary any longer. People make me crazy.
I didn't hear any of the commentary.
It's typically just those who breathe.
That's why I guess that's why I kept my sound turned down. I was just...
No, just people on just...
Oh, that stuff.
No, the chatter and the messaging back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
No, that.
Yeah.
Not actual, like,
yeah,
talking.
That tries my patience as well. 28 stories, the Capitol Plaza Tower, making room for a new modern five-story office building and an 1,100-spot parking garage. The tower opened in 1972 as a state office building but closed in 2016. The final bid was $15,000 to be able to push the plunger. Shelbyville resident A.J. Stivers, who owns a company that provides on-site vision and hearing exams for schools, he was the winner. That was a donation to the We Are Kentucky Foundation, which helps support the state's foster children.
Mm.
So $15,000, and he got to do the Wile E. Coyote.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you?
I did. I thought it was neat how they skirted it. So up off the ground, they put skirts around it to keep the explosive material going inward instead of outward, and then at various floors around the top, on the one side where they wanted it to fall on, then they had placed charges on that side and then covered those charges, and so it fell the way they wanted it to. And then one of your classmates, Christy, she lived nearby, so she had her street was a parking lot.
No, I did watch her
for gawkers
more than anything
that wanted to. So I thought it was. Just thought it's funny, you know, nothing better to do on a Sunday afternoon. Let's go see the building fall down. After we eat the Cracker Barrel, let's go watch the building fall down. Bobby Boucher has pled guilty.
Okay.
Rene Boucher, who attacked Senator Rand Paul back last fall, he pled guilty in federal court in Bowling Green on Friday. His attorney said he is looking forward to closure on all of this once and for all. He still feels as though he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. The only problem is he won't be sentenced until June 15th.
Hmm.
So for a guy that wants to have all this behind him, he gets to spend another 90 days waiting. He is a retired anesthesiologist. He's in his late 50s. And federal prosecutors have signaled they will seek a 21-month prison sentence. His attorney has asked for probation. The charge carries up to 10 years in prison, which, of course, they would never do. And up to a $250,000 fine. So, another thing to remember, they're still neighbors.
Yeah.
So, he's been ordered to stay away.
Okay. I still want to know what the argument was over.
I've told you. I still believe I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Tulip bulbs.
No. No, it was that Rand Paul wants to mow the grass as tight as he can mow it, and Bobby Boucher is more worried about some high quality H2O grass.
Did it lay over just a little bit?
The thing is, I can't hardly remember now that his name is actually Rene Boucher because I've called him Bobby Boucher for so long.
Mm-hmm.
17 crosses with the names and ages of the victims killed in last month's Florida school massacre have been hung on a Kentucky billboard advertising a gun show. It's unclear who placed the white crosses on the front edge of the billboard advertising the gun show at the Fair and Exposition Center in Louisville late in February.
Oh, okay.
The billboard along I-65 shows a man holding two guns. So it's still up.
Yeah.
It's the same gun show with the same company that's used the same commercial since the early 80s.
Right.
Come out to the fairgrounds. Guns, guns, guns. Right,
mm-hmm.
That guy?
Mm-hmm.
So they do outdoor, and the billboard is still up. And so someone trying to make a political statement hung 17 crosses to represent all of the victims of the school shooting there. They're not exactly sure who did it, but the crosses will be removed.
Hmm.
That show happened, what, almost 3 weeks ago. Now, there was a deadly house fire in western Kentucky over the weekend. Authorities have identified four people who died in a mobile home fire in Kentucky. Corey King with the state police said the fire was reported around noon Friday in Morganfield. King said those killed were 40-year-old Brandy Henson, 21-year-old Brennan Henson, 21-year-old McKaylin Price, and 21-year-old Branson Scott Henson. All four victims were from Morganfield, which is, you know, down in extreme western Kentucky, about 50 miles from Evansville. It was terrible. So we're closing into the final days of the General Assembly for Kentucky's legislature, and there are still some big things that need to be addressed. They've sent the pension reform bill back to committee, which means they'll have to change it in some way. They wouldn't just send it back to committee and then come back. Bob Stiver said last week they had the votes. If they had the votes, they would have called it to a vote, but they didn't. So that means they didn't have the votes, so they sent it back to committee. So they've got the teachers, and they're continuing to keep the hammer down on their protest of what's going on. And then, as we told you last week, the medical marijuana bill is sort of dead in the water at the moment because of the big shove back from law enforcement. Tuesday of last week, it looked like things, you know, something may move on that bill. And now the law enforcement came through and said, not so fast. Hold up on that car wash, gentlemen. And now the group Kentucky Normal, N-O-R-M-L, is holding a rally in Frankfort on, I had the date. They'll be having a cannabis reform rally in the Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. That's the March 14th. But that's also the date that you still have plans to have some teachers there.
Right.
So if you put these two groups together, you could really mellow out the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got the medical marijuana people and you allow them to protest together. I mean, they could really get some
momentum. Are they passing out samples?
I doubt it.
I mean, what's the mellow
of
it all?
Yeah, I doubt that they're able to do that. But it's if you're interested on that, Senate Bill 118, House Bill 166, Senate Bill 80. So there are multiple bills on the medical marijuana issue that you can look into should you choose. But again, these things, if these things don't get accomplished in the next, you know, few days, they aren't going to get accomplished, at least in this session. And I don't believe, I guess we could see a special session on pension reform. How about a weekend for Wynyan Gabriel?
Who?
So yeah, I know you didn't watch any basketball this weekend.
I did not.
Wynyan Gabriel is a sophomore at the University of Kentucky who in the semifinals against Alabama made 7 of 7 3-point field goals.
Wowza.
To give Alabama an 86, give Kentucky an 86-63 win over Alabama. Set a school record. Travis Ford, who played in the early 90s, held the previous school record of going 5 3-pointers without a miss. Tony Delk had 9 in a game, but he had some misses in there.
Mm-hmm.
But Wynyan Gabriel went 7 for 7, didn't have a miss, turned around in the game yesterday and made his first one. So he actually went on a stretch where he went 8 of 8.
Wow.
Without a miss.
Where's this kid been? All I've heard is how the Cats aren't that good this year.
Well, they may be showing signs of coming together at the right time. They lost 4 in a row, but on Wynyan Gabriel's 21 points from behind the line. So it was great. He said after the game it was like throwing rocks in the ocean. And on his last one, when they showed it in slow motion, right after it left his hand, he was already smiling.
Wow.
He just knew. Sometimes ballplayers just get in that groove where they just know it's in as soon as it leaves his hand. So it was pretty exciting. Then they turned around yesterday. They were up by 17 over Tennessee in the championship game, and then Tennessee came back and led. But the Cats were able to secure their 4th straight SEC tournament title, 8th of the 9 years that Coach Cal has been there, they won the tournament. And so they may be peaking at the right time as they head into this week's tournament. And we'll talk about brackets and the path and that going forward. The Hilltoppers did not fare so well
Dallas.
Me too. No.
We watched the end of that game, where Marshall ended their 31-year NCAA drought with a Conference USA title. So it looked like there was a chance. It was it was either well executed by Marshall or poorly executed by the Toppers at the end of the game. It wasn't really managed very well by the Toppers because they had fouls to give, and so they couldn't get a foul called to stop the clock. And so, but Marshall was victorious, so they earned the automatic bid. Western will play in the NIT. They have already accepted an invitation, so they'll have another game. I believe Western will probably host, is my understanding. U of L, there was some people thought they were one of the first four out, and then something happened in one of the conference tournaments that bumped Notre Dame out of the tournament, and I believe that bumped, when Notre Dame got bumped out of the tournament into the last four out, I believe that bumped U of L down to probably the five line. So they're not even, the committee wouldn't even say that they were on the first four out. So they will also play in the NIT. I think they're going to host Northern Kentucky University. So Western women did capture the Conference USA title over UAB 72-57. The women's selection show is tonight, so we'll get out a better, we'll have a better feeling for what's happening with the Lady Toppers going forward. So we're in that exciting time of year. We shouldn't have snow on the ground when we're talking about the NCAA tournament, because normally that means spring is here. Mm-hmm. When the NCAA tournament starts. And we do want to say congratulations to Mercer County, who won the girls' Sweet 16 yesterday in Lexington. So we have one state champion from basketball, that being Mercer County. And we'll find out who will win the boys' tournament. That's coming up this weekend. We got to get to a break. We'll talk about March Madness and more coming up here on In the Know. In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the square in Litchfield, where they're getting ready for all the spring holidays. And don't forget, St. Patrick's Day is coming up on, is it on Saturday?
It is.
Yeah, it is on Saturday. So you'll want to get a head start on that, so you've got your Blarney Stones and everything taken care of. You can do that. Whether you need fresh cut floral, you need Simply Southern, you need case knives or Tervis tumblers, you can always stop by and celebrate with Whoop-Dee-Doo Design on the square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating today Girl Scout Day. It's the anniversary of the Girl Scouts, the birth of the Girl Scouts. It is also Workplace Napping Day.
I'll take it. Big fan.
So you're encouraged to, well, you're allowed. Let me rephrase that again. I don't want to say encouraged, and I don't want to say allowed. Some people, let's just say that. Some people, not in this company, might be taking a nap in their workplace today. Again, not here.
Not here. Yeah, okay. Ooh. This place here is exempt from nap, nap day. Workplace nap day.
You had me at workplace napping.
Yes.
All right, here are a list of things. 1968 was a big year. 1968 was a big year politically. Vietnam War was, you know, that was at the forefront. You had the assassination of MLK and RFK. You had a tumultuous presidential race. So, you know, 68 was a big year. So we are now focused on things that are turning 50 years of age.
Okay.
That aren't necessarily bad things. So things that are turning 50 years of age in the year 2018, beanbag chairs.
Ooh, favorite. I'm a fan.
Have you ever hopped on a beanbag chair with so much force that it busted it?
I have not. I've seen it done.
I would like to see it done. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
I like the word gusto.
Right? If you with enough gusto?
Gusto.
I just thought it was if you jump on it with too much junk in your trunk, it will go boom. Beans everywhere. Lava lamps.
Had one.
50 years old now. Hot Wheels cars, Ziploc bags, Calvin Klein fashions.
Mm.
The CK line started 50 years ago. Interesting. The Archies. Sugar, sugar.
I don't know.
Na, 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 na. Intel. 2001, A Space Odyssey. I guess that was really impressive back in 68 when they created it. Stanley Kubrick, I guess. 2001, A Space Odyssey in 1968 seemed like so far into the future. And now that movie is 50 years old.
Wow.
IMAX is 50 years old today. The classic Adidas soccer ball, the Beatles' White Album, and the Big Mac are all 50 years old in 2018. So, did you, of course, the world kind of shifts to basketball. It is the biggest week in college basketball because you just never know what's going to happen. But before we set sights on this week's, the beginning of the NCAA tournament, which gets underway technically tomorrow and Wednesday with your first four, did you all happen to see Providence head coach Ed Cooley over the weekend?
I did not.
He ripped his pants during the conference championship game.
Shut up. That's good.
He had a wardrobe malfunction because he was coaching with so much gusto.
There you go. I love it.
That he ripped the seat of his pants and had to wear a towel on the bench.
No.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's good.
Listen, it's a conference championship game.
You don't leave.
You're ahead.
Right.
Right? And they were leading, and they were they mm-hmm. shouldn't have been leading. They were not favorite to win. And so he ripped his pants, felt a cool breeze, got a towel, which really looked goofy.
Yeah.
So, sure. You know, he's there on the sideline wearing a towel in his suit.
Stop it.
But they lost. But that was...
Oh. He goes down in history.
Yes. So I would like to go out and say, I hate the format of the selection show they did last night.
Really?
For the first time, they gave all 68 teams that were in the tournament. They did that in the first, what turned out to be 13 minutes. And then they did the matchups after that, which that wasn't too bad. But they had major sound coordination issues. So it looked like watching an old Japanese Godzilla movie. But the studio audience was dumb.
They didn't test them before they put them in.
I don't know. I don't know if they were dumb, but it was dumb to have them there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It wasn't exciting. I know they're trying to go for that NFL draft thing.
Yeah.
You know, when they publicize the NFL and the NBA draft, for that matter, the crowd is raucous and they're all wearing their jerseys and stuff like that. They did this in Atlanta and they just picked people out of the CNN Center, I guess. And they were just duds. And then they tried to do this pizza bit where they had pizza and it was a product placement deal and Ernie Johnson was boring. It just wasn't good.
Oh, okay.
I know they're trying to be hip and I know, you know, I get it. They're trying to keep up with the times, but it just really.
But if you don't execute it well, then you have people on radio putting it down the next day. And that's awkward.
I think they would even put it down at this point.
Yeah, maybe them.
You know, and, well, I think if they were having their after action report meeting, it's not good. Okay. Virginia gets the overall number one seed. Kentucky gets 5 seed.
Okay.
Now, I saw some complaining.
Really?
About the 5 seed. And in particular, because they're in the bracket with Arizona and Virginia. I get a little bit of that because it felt like last year, when being in North Carolina's bracket, eventual national champion, it felt personal in the sense they did that intentionally. And some will tell you, we were there for it, the Elite Eight game was the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
The UK-North Carolina game in Memphis last year, the regional final, where North Carolina won at the buzzer, was the national championship game. So now you get Arizona, who's had a tumultuous year, and you get Virginia, the overall number one seed, and you send Kentucky to Boise, Idaho, potato to you. So I get that, and I get people complaining about it. However, if you lose 4 in a row and you don't look very good the entire season, you should be lucky to just get a five. They have not looked good enough this season to get better than a five. Now, you can argue they shouldn't be in the same bracket as Virginia, which is the number one overall seed. But when this is the thing about it. When you play to the level of a 4 and 5 seed, you've got the number one seed staring you two games in. So if you don't want to have to play 4 and 5, then play better during the season and earn a 1 and 2 seed.
True.
So, I don't know. Here are things we know. Notre Dame and Southern California got snubbed. They're out. The top tier in the Midwest region is probably the heaviest hitters. You've got Kansas, Duke, and Michigan State, all three in the top quadrant of the Midwest region. The Oklahoma got in and really shouldn't have. They lost 11 of their last 15 and 2 of their last 8. And Charles Barkley took them to task yesterday on the selection show. He asked the committee chairman, he in essence said, "That's terrible." And they've not been, but college basketball wants Trae Young, who is considered the best player in the country. They want him in the tournament. Louisville missed by just a moment. If Louisville had won, remember a week ago Thursday night when they lost, that debacle against Virginia? Mm-hmm. If they had closed the deal on Virginia, it would have changed the seeding in the ACC tournament. And it probably would have changed Louisville's outcome. And probably Louisville gets in if if he doesn't walk trying to throw the ball in. Louisville's probably in the tournament instead of in the...
That one moment in life.
Instead of playing in the not in the tournament, the NIT. Missouri could be a problem if Michael Porter Jr. is healthy, but I think he's got some adjustments to get back. He hasn't played. He played 2 minutes in the beginning of the season. He'd been injured all year. Then he played in the SEC tournament for a few minutes, and then they lost. I also found out WKU is hosting Boston College in the not in the tournament. And there will be some awesome upsets in this bracket. There are 20 different teams that can win the national championship this year.
I think I'm going to enjoy this year. I just like not having it for sure.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm excited.
Because there's so much parity. Uh-huh. I mean, take the SEC, who's been beaten up a lot over the last few years. The SEC got 8 teams in the tournament. Now, not all 8 of them can win the tournament, but you've got 20 teams that have got a shot at it, and I think, all right, it could be fun. So, have fun picking out your bracket. You're going to let your husband pick your bracket? Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
No, I'll pick it this
year. You're picking it all? Mm-hmm. Are you going to pick dark horses? Are you going to pick weird mascot names like the Catamounts?
I'm going to try to do a little more research. I need to see their mascot and I need to see their team colors.
Sure.
And I'll be more prepared.
So it's the way you pick horses. Got it.
Kind of. Yeah. By their silks and jockeys.
Do want to remind everyone that if you wonder why your kids are particularly cranky over the next couple of days, daylight saving time can leave kids cranky for days. All developing children will feel the pain of a time change, says the most severely affected are teenagers who tend to have a genetic predisposition to go to bed late and wake up late, so the early morning school start time is especially hard on them.
Hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, it kind of makes some sense. Things are going to be going green. Are we turning Rough River Lake green? Oh, it's already green.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Kelly green. Should we dye Rough River Lake green?
Are we trying
for
St. Patrick's Day?
They do the river in Chicago. I would think that would be fun. And ours is closer to green.
It's on its way.
So it wouldn't take a lot of green.
How many drops of food coloring does the lake take?
Are you using McCormick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. 4. Okay.
4. Why did you shake your head? You like St. Patrick's Day?
I do. I love it. Yes.
But you don't want to see the water green?
No, not at all.
What about glazed donuts?
I don't eat donuts.
Krispy Kreme is doing their green original glazed donut Friday and Saturday.
That's great for people who love donuts.
What about
and green?
What about Skyline Chili? They're turning their famous noodles green for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, the noodles, I don't know that I hate that, but
yeah, I don't mind that. Not the I meat. Could eat that.
I don't know. It kind of looks rotten to me.
Yeah,
makes me a little bit nervous. And yet another thing we get to blame millennials on, or for. Thanks to millennials, we are losing doorbells.
Really? But it's every four-year-old's favorite thing of the house. I mean, when you go visit, your toddlers love to reach up and ring the doorbell.
Absolutely. But you've got people who are deciding we don't need doorbells because millennials don't use doorbells.
They don't.
They just send a text and say, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me in. Or you have different ways of getting in homes. But it's part of the fire code. In some, like, or local building codes sometimes say, you got to have a doorbell. But I'm with you. The doorbell is one of the funnest things.
It's like the elevator. It's the only reason I take it. I push all the buttons.
And even Peyton. I mean, it's just fun for
us. Oh, it drives dog crazy. Sure. Dog's crazy. But what about if you've got a napping infant?
Ooh.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. If you've got a baby you just put down.
Put a sign on the doorbell. For real.
Or a shocker. Yes. Somebody testicles. We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know. You know, you have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of filling out a March Madness bracket without any errors.
Wow.
1 in 9.2 quintillion chance.
Hmm.
Wonder how many times you could win the lottery before you could get to 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
It depends on how many times you play it.
Perfect bracket. 68 teams. The first four, of course, you have two games tomorrow night, two games Wednesday night, and then the tournament begins in earnest on Thursday. I'll just tell you, I'm probably going to be up late on Thursday and Friday. That doesn't mean the show's going to stink. That just means I'm going to be sleeping. Well, I mean any more than normal.
Yeah.
At the weekend box office, Black Panther pulls a four-peat with $41 million at the box office.
Wow.
So it was a pretty good weekend, though, because A Wrinkle in Time also did $33 million. But Black Panther still doing gangbusters, $41.1 million. Strangers Pray at Night at number three. Red Sparrow at four. Red Sparrow struggling out of the gate in the second weekend. Only does $8.2 million. Game Night at five. Peter Rabbit at six. Death Wish at seven. The Hurricane Heist at eight. Annihilation at nine. Jumanji at 10. And Black Panther, as I predicted, went over $1 billion worldwide at the market. It's now one of four. Now, it's the fifth film. And in its Marvel universe to reach the milestone, the Avengers, Avengers Age of Ultron, Iron Man 3, and Captain America Civil War have all reached the billion dollar mark.
Wow.
Sterling K. Brown hosted, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us, hosted Saturday Night Live. And, of course, as predicted, his monologue was full of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the most dramatic people on the show.
Okay.
He probably sheds more tears per episode than any other character in the show, right?
I agree.
So through humor, to be humorous, he figured out ways to tear up during the monologue a couple of times. I am disappointed there was no crockpot skit.
Really?
There was not.
None?
No crockpot skit whatsoever. They did do Celebrity Jeopardy.
Okay. Which is one of my favorite skits they do.
Yes.
Ever.
And so Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is Celebrity Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I do love Celebrity Jeopardy. Yes. Jeopardy. It's timeless.
Yes, it is.
But Keenan
plays Steve Harvey.
Okay.
And does Celebrity Family Feud.
He does a great job.
Is what he says. Yeah. He got his big mustache on.
Show for you today.
Right. So the teams were Oscar winners versus Oscar losers.
Ooh.
So it was pretty good. You know, they did. They did Kate McKinnon. She was the Frances McDormand person. They did Timothy Chalamet, Guillermo del Toro, Willem Dafoe. The girl that played Allison Janney had her voice nailed.
I agree.
She doesn't look so much like her. No. Although, I mean, she's...
She doesn't. But she had the dress on that looks very close, but her voice was dead on.
And I don't think you stayed awake late enough to see it, but did you see the Nickelback sketch?
No.
It was at the end, and they... I don't know why they felt the need to. The world likes to make fun of Nickelback, but it just felt forced.
Yeah.
It was a lady whose dying words were a Nickelback song.
That's weird.
I don't.
Yeah.
It was the How You Remind Me. So I don't know. What else? Oh, Bruno Mars is catching some grief from people who are saying that he is trying to appropriate black culture. They're saying that he is celebrating black culture and he's not black.
Okay.
So his mother's Filipino. His dad is half Puerto Rican and half Ashkenazi Jewish.
Okay. So we're mad that he's celebrating the culture?
Right. That's so who has decided one, it's common now for people to say people of color,
mm-hmm.
right? They group people of color in to say anybody who's not white.
Right.
All right. It's pretty common. He has done more to celebrate that culture, you know, and bring it mainstream. And all of the hooligans, I presume, are African-American.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he grew up idolizing James Brown and...
Michael Jackson
and Belle Biv DeVoe. Right. And
well, I tell you what, if you're all going to kick him out, I will take him.
Sure. I got a spot
for him if he finds himself jobless.
The word on the street is Harvey Weinstein is working on a documentary about himself.
Yeah, how's that going to work out for him? But I guess you better do it yourself before somebody else does it.
Well, I was
going
to say, I mean, how arrogant do you have to be to, one, think that the world wants to hear a story about you, and two, you think you're going to be objective in telling it about yourself?
Pretty arrogant.
Yeah, I think not. Not to mention, hashtag too soon.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not saying that one day the world might not be ready to hear an apology from you and be contrite about. I don't think anyone will ever excuse you, but I do think that they would be willing to at least hear you give some level of explanation if you want to be honest about it, but not now.
No.
And the new opening title sequence for Roseanne Season 10 is out. Skinny Dan. The same thing, they're just older, right?
I guess.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, like they're showing a little boy, which would have been DJ's spot, but DJ would be a grown man now. So.
Yeah, this would be there's DJ.
So these
would be grandkids, so DJ has kids. Yeah. Yep.
Uh-huh.
We got to get to a break and come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know. Today. Who wins the night? The Voice or American Idol? First time of going head to head. with the reboot.
Gosh, that's hard. Let's see. I'm going to pick American Idol.
I think curiosity fact.
I think yes. I think people just the Ryan Seacrest. I think there's been a little bit of drama, and it draws people back.
The Idol has become more like The Voice, in the sense that if they're throwing out all the goofiness, mm-hmm. you know, if they're throwing out all the silly auditions, and it gets back to actually something about music.
Right.
Then they are saying we're more of a legitimate talent show, similar, closer to The Voice. But Katy Perry surprised one of the contestants last night with his first kiss. He was 19 years old and had never been kissed. So I think it was just a smooch on the cheek. But, but anyway, so you got Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Ryan Seacrest. Be interesting to see who wins tonight.
Oh, well.
Speaking of Lino, he's on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Jimmy Fallon has Alec Baldwin. Stephen Colbert has Tom Brady. James Corden has Oprah Winfrey and Reese Witherspoon. Auditions continue on Idol, and vocalists compete to be selected by one of the coaches on The Voice. Is that blind auditions still? Thought that's what that was called. Today's highlight in history. This date in 1968, President Lyndon B. Johnson won the New Hampshire Democratic primary, with Senator Eugene McCarthy of Minnesota placing a strong second. In 1864, Lieutenant General Ulysses S. Grant assumed command as General-in-Chief of the Union Armies in the Civil War. The Girl Scouts of the United States of America had its beginnings as Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, founded the first American troop of the Girl Guides in 1912. FDR began his famous fireside chats this date in 1933. Dennis the Menace was created by cartoonist Hank Ketcham this date in 1951. Janet Reno was sworn in as the first female U.S. Attorney General this date in 1993. Birthdays today, Liza Minnelli is 72. Mitt Romney is 71. James Taylor is 70. Daryl Strawberry is 56. CNN reporter Jake Tapper is 49 today. Gone but not forgotten. E.A. Diddle. Diddle Arena, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Born this date in 1895. He won 759 of 1,061 games at Western Kentucky University. That's a heck of a win percentage. Mm-hmm. 759 of 161 of 1,061. And he was the first coach 1,000 games at one school.
Wow.
That's how long he was there. So no wonder they named the arena
sure.
after him.
They should have named other arenas after him.
He died back in 1970. E.A. Diddle. Chart toppers. 1947.
The world was in blue. There were stars in the sky.
This is Dinah Shore.
Except for the few.
I feel like I know what's coming.
Misty got in trouble on Saturday.
Uh-huh. Ooh, did I?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You did.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Got called out by Uncle Hub.
Oh, no.
We were at a family event, and he said, "Who was that that said the other day, when making fun of a song, who would buy this?" And he said, "Was it Misty that
said
Hub would?" And we both went, "Yes, yes, it was Misty. It was her.
Yes, it was.
She's the one that's always causing the trouble."
It was not me, Hub. It was Mark disguising his voice as me. It was Mark.
It's
that's
too late.
A lie. And now she's lying.
No, I'm not.
She's sinning, and it's so
close
to Sunday.
In my defense, my memory is terrible, and I don't remember any such thing happening. I don't remember hearing some song and asking that question. I cannot be held accountable.
Oh, but you did.
But we couldn't remember what song either. So.
What you do to me, it's so new to me.
1956.
What you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom. What you do to me when you're holding me tight. Never dreamed anybody could kiss that away.
I thought that was a hot dog commercial.
That's what I'm thinking. It makes a great hot dog commercial.
It does indeed make a great
mm-hmm.
hot dog commercial. Let's go to 1965. And the Kingsmen were number one. My dad will tell you that beets should not be weaponized. You don't waste good beets by throwing a can of them at someone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he likes some. Oh, really?
Okay. One day left his valley path. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now, looking around, he wasn't gone long. And then he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole life.
Sure what to say.
I'm not saying anything. I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Get down, get down. Get down, get down.
1974.
Get down, get down. Get down, get down.
Did Huck denounce his love for me?
No, I don't think it went that far.
No.
He did put you on notice, though.
Okay.
He's paying attention. I think he did go on to try and defend his honor that the song we were making fun of, he didn't even know.
That's true.
Well, then why was he upset? Because it was out of an error he loves.
He didn't want to be guilty by association.
Oh, gotcha.
Cool in the Gang.
I think you called his name first.
Get it.
I didn't drag Hub into it. You did.
Not that particular day. I think you did.
Nope.
That's the way he heard it.
Nope. It's the way you retold it.
Finally.
For the record, I didn't bring it up. I see people spell this B-I-L-L-Y, Jean.
Yeah.
You didn't live in the 80s if you spelled Billy with a Y for this song.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do. Because the love becomes the truth. Billy Jean.
I want one of those floors with the tiles that light up.
Yes.
When you walk across them like that.
And the light pole when you lean on it.
Yes.
I think.
They kind of had those in the 80s. You know, the
sure. Even going back to Saturday Night Fever.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
9 years later, in 1992. Great video, all 9 minutes and 16 seconds of it.
Mm-hmm. I loved his 90s videos.
17 years ago today.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I love this one.
It's funny, they didn't have that many top 40 hits.
Same.
You know, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing was in there, of course. You all know the name of the album that was on?
I do not.
Just Push Play.
Knees, trying to get a little bit tipsy.
8 years ago today.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up.
Kesha.
I'ma fight till we see the sunlight.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today comes from John Quincy Adams, who was American president, 1767 to 1848. John Q. Adams said, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more and become more. You are a leader. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.